podcast, episode number 5, believe it or not. I am Renee DeLambert. I run the renaespoints.com blog at Boarding Area. If you're listening to this somewhere out and about, why don't you surf over to the blog? If you're also looking at some of the older, or trying to find some of the older podcasts up in the right-hand corner of the blog, you can just type in podcast and you'll be able to pull up the previous ones. This week, I have rather than just listening to me talk and teach, I have a very special guest, a friend of mine who I really appreciate, who is a somewhat of a Deltaholic, if you will, or someone who really appreciates Delta. He's written a whole bunch of pieces on the blog, contributed to the blog. You may have seen him over the top on like some of the Delta jet pulls from the past. His name is Noah Mark. So, Noah Mark, I'd like to welcome you to the podcast.
Thanks, Renee. Always excited to be here, part of your blog. I was on the guest post before. I'm happy to be here on the podcast, too, as you know, yes. I would call myself a Delta fanboy, because I do like the red and blue, and I'm not afraid to say it on Twitter, as you know, at 80. So, really happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Appreciate it. Yeah, we do like our Delta, and there's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, so this week I thought I'd bring up something that both Noah and I appreciate. I praise Delta as much as I can about that, and that's the topic of food. Delta really works hard. I mean, we are talking airline food, so no, we're not talking about a gourmet meal, but some of the Delta food can be really quite good. So that's where also Noah comes into this. He's a bit of a foodie as well as I am. So, Noah, what do you think about the food that Delta provides for us up in the air?
Well, you know, I've read your blog many times, as you know, Renee, and I wholeheartedly agree that Delta certainly is compared domestically to some of the other major carriers here in the U.S. I mean, Delta does it right. I mean, more often than not, we'll see a good tasty meal, whether it be a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, especially, of course, Delta One heading over the water. We've seen some really good meals, and I think Delta has led the way in being able to, you know, partner up with local chefs, local businesses in Atlanta and New York, Seattle. It's really incredible, and yeah, obviously you have to manage your expectations. It's not going to be necessarily what you're going to see in a restaurant per se, to a T, but when you're 30, 40,000 feet in the air and you've got a meal worth saying this is good, it's something tasty.
There you go. I agree. I mean, you're flying in a leather chair, 500 miles an hour, 30,000 feet up in the air, and they've reheated a meal. It's awful impressive that we can actually be having a conversation that the food is pretty good. But let me ask, I mean, those who have obviously read your posts, I mean, it's funny, this year, like, somewhere around 40 to 50% of all readers are new within the last year, so all of them may not have seen all of your posts. Now, I definitely hope I'm going to be bringing them up in the text here in the blog, so if you're reading this, you need to spend some time reading some of Noah's posts. They're just outstanding. But one of the things you're going to notice that Noah sort of has this thing about bread and plates. Can you tell the readers a little bit more about what is this all about, you and bread and plates?
You know, I've definitely developed a reputation for my bread on the plate music video, and it's just the idea that I like bread on plates. Well, look, first of all, I'm an avid runner, so I have carb loaded for many, many races. I've run the Chicago, New York City marathons. I have run here in Miami where I live. I've run all over the place, and it's just a blast. And then, yes, we get to eat a little bit of bread, or a lot of bit of bread, before these races. And it started out as kind of a tongue-in-cheek little joke here. You know, we certainly love every time we have a chance to be in the premium cabin, whether it be through a complimentary upgrade, through the medallion program, or the dreaded FCM, which I know that you are always particularly critical about, but I have bought up when it made sense for me into the premium cabin. But however you get into the premium cabin, you know, I love the fact that you can have a meal. I think it's good that you can have a hot meal and you can enjoy some things. When you're receiving dinner service, a lot of times on a Delta jet, you'll get bread. And, you know, it became a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek kind of first world problem, but there was occasions. Bethel is usually pretty good about this. It's usually other carriers that I see this more on, the violation, if you will, when there is some dinner bread service and they don't have a separate dedicated plate.
That's awesome. And now, unfortunately, of course, we're in the beginning of those emails. You've been upgraded to C-Plus or Comfort Plus. So I don't think in C-Plus they're going to, let alone provide you, you can have your Biscoffs on a plate, but you're going to be bad. You better, and just so you know, readers, this man flies with a plate so that if in, he's flying in one of those other no-named airlines that happen, okay, American or United, and they are providing something on a piece of paper, he can bring out his own Delta plate to put the bread on. It's hysterical. But all right, let's...
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, actually, because they actually did that. I had to do that one of Skyping partners. Sadly, Air France and KLM both violated my bread plate rule,
oh.
But I had a trusty Delta bread plate, and I put that in the tray, and I enjoyed my bread on a plate. On our Sky Team
partner. Oh man, maybe we should consider kicking him out of Sky Team just like Korean. But that's enough for another podcast. Well, let's move on through the courses here. You know, breakfast on an airplane. You know, I've had the Czech cereal and it's really disappointing. But Delta does more than that. What do you think about Delta breakfast service, Noah?
Well, I've always been a fan of the Delta omelet. It's tried and true. I call it many flights. It's usually on the longer flights. You'll see that on the, I would say, the 1,200 or more flights. You'll see the Delta omelet. So it's something that's expected. It's pretty consistent. Now, here in the East Coast, when you do these East Coast treks, me here in Miami, heading up to New York City, you start to see a little bit of a different breakfast. Usually it's a breakfast sandwich, either be a bagel, you know, with egg and cheese. Bacon, and they're quite tasty. Fruit cup is usually, you know, a bowl of fruit is usually on most of these flights. I have seen, and I know that you have flown, Renee, on the Transcon. That would be Los Angeles or San Francisco to JFK in New York, and that does have an expanded breakfast. That's something that I haven't had the opportunity to try yet, but it looked quite tasty to me. I've also had the Delta breakfast burrito. Out of JFK, and I almost had the chance to try Delta's partnership at LaGuardia with Bantam Bagels, but unfortunately it didn't quite work out. If you happen to head out of LaGuardia in the morning on most breakfast flights, you will see Bantam Bagels, which are really cool. They were on Shark Tank, and they're stuffed bagels with cream cheese, so it's all-in-one bagel, and I thought that was very interesting and neat. So I love the fact that, you know, depending on the place you're heading out of and the type of flight that you're on, there's a lot of different varieties of Delta.
Isn't this amazing, readers? I mean, we're having this kind of a discussion about breakfast on airplanes, but let's move on to lunch now. When we end this whole thing, I'll have a little discussion I think Noah will share this, a little frustration of the I don't want to call it stupidity, but the frustration of food and times, and you've got to almost be a mathematician. But let's touch on the topic of lunch. Lunch, you know, Delta really, that's when they start to shine. I mean, I agree that the breakfasts are not bad. I would say that when you get into lunchtime, that's when Delta really starts to shine. I tease my wife, or my wife teases me, I should say, that she says the Delta burger is actually a myth because she's never had it. You wouldn't think a burger up in the air is that good, but it's not actually bad at all. But one thing I've never had is the new thing they've come out with, sliders. Have you ever tried their burger sliders, Noah?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. out of Fort Lauderdale to Detroit, and I was happy to hear that the one of the options on the menu was the Delta Sliders, which for all intents and purposes, I haven't had that Delta Burger either. So, Mrs. Renee Boyce, wherever you are, I completely agree. I don't know that it exists.
I love the fact that you're calling the galley the kitchen. That's highly entertaining. But yeah, that potato salad, I agree with you. I don't know.
I think I saw some flames. I think I saw some flames coming out of there. They were blowing
them up. I don't think they ever want to see flames on an airplane, but that's okay. We'll deal with that one. But no, I agree with you. Potato salad, I don't know if it's dill or what they've got on there, but it's just fantastic. Yeah, it's a good potato salad. And then we get into dinners, and oh my, if you've ever had the Delta Calzone, it's something special. I mean, that is something I could have. It's just packed full of pepperoni and sausage, and and then they have this little chocolate cake thing sometimes on the side and fruit. It's when you get into dinners, that's when you're shining. But what really shines, and Noah kind of talked about this earlier. We're talking about the Transcon routes. It's like an international light. But then when you get to the actual international meals, like Noah also touched on, you can actually order ahead custom meals like vegetarian or so many different ones. Noah, have you ever ordered a custom meal on an international flight before?
I did when I took the 747 over to Tokyo. It was Atlanta to Tokyo, and I requested the Japanese meal. If I'm heading over to Tokyo, I'm a big fan of Asian culture and Asian cuisine, and I wanted to immerse myself immediately on the plane. Right out of Atlanta, Georgia. It was great. Multi-course meal. Definitely on the healthier side, if I do say so myself, it was a delicious steamed salmon, a soup, a couple of different smaller dishes, which were very enjoyable. There was fresh sake in a sake glass, and chopsticks, and all the accoutrements. They had an in-flight snack, which was also Japanese-based, and a Asian-inspired arrival meal. It was the whole package. It was delicious. I mean, you know, you have to manage your expectations. This is a Western carrier that's delivering an Asian meal. But when you go in there with the right attitude, the right expectations, you're going to enjoy yourself because it's delicious.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I appreciate that feedback. I just came back from Japan myself. I enjoyed, and I'll be reviewing this later on the blog, the Sky Clubs there in Narita, and they had some spring rolls that were just amazing. I could have hurt myself eating those. They were that good in the Sky Club. Yeah, oh, they were tasty. Again, you're talking about club food, but they were just spectacular. They had prawns in them, but I'm going to make readers too hungry here. Now, we're running out of time. We're going way over here on my budgeted time, if you will, for this, but I sure appreciate your time, Noah. I want to finish with a question and a little bit of a gripe. You know, one of the things that you have to read the post that I've got linked in the text portion of the blog about exactly when Delta offers meals. And we're talking about Delta One or First Class. First Class is basically business class. We're not talking about coach food for any of this conversation. But there are specific times in the middle of the day where Delta does not serve food if it's X number of miles, or after 8 o'clock they sort of go from a dinner service back to a lunches service. And it's somewhat maddening. I wish they would be much more consistent. Do you have any thoughts on that, Noah, of what Delta could do? I mean, do they need to start serving caviar or national flights? Or what are your feelings that they could do to really bring this whole package to perfection? Because I think they're that close.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. Delta is definitely a better carrier than the competition. I will say that looking at American Airlines, they do offer some of that in-between snack service. pancettas, or maybe like a cold deli platter that can kind of bridge the gap between a lunch and a dinner. It's not quite lunch, it's not quite dinner, but it's definitely not just packaged food.
Yeah.
And when you see, and the times you're referring to, it's somewhere around the 2 o'clock hour, so just before the, you know, the 4:30 hour, and it gets really close to like 4:31, and you could be a minute off and really not have a meal. And you know, with delays and which Delta is very good managing cancellations and delays. But that said, of course, sometimes these things happen. You can find yourself hungry on a flight. So I think really, I mean, it's, what are we saying? We're saying more food. You know, bridge the gap and include food on some of those dark hours that are not being served with food right now. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world, but something to kind of tide you over would be helpful. I think a night flight also. I've taken some red eyes before coming out of Los Angeles, 10 p.m. With just the snack basket service all the way to Miami. And, you know, look, it's not for everybody, I understand, but, you know, a sandwich, or even if it were something where you can offer the first class, the premium cabin passengers, something from the buy on board if they want to kind of economize and put everything at least in, you know, if they had a certain amount of products that they were going to load on the plane, maybe they can offer that. I know that American has done something similar to that for their elites in the past. But, you know, it's really a good testament to Delta's food, saying that we like it and we want it.
There you go. And I love your suggestions. I think hopefully Delta will listen to this. We know they read the blog a lot. And hopefully they'll listen to this podcast, listen to your, I mean, you're again, a huge Delta fan, and as am I about the food. So hopefully they'll take some of these things for those little gaps, just those little tweaks, those middle hours, the red eyes. They can, you know, make it just, you know, they're this close to just grand slam home runs. You know, why stop at a triple when you can get an inside the park home run? So, no, again, I just so appreciate your enthusiasm. All your help on the blog has just been invaluable. And I sure appreciate you taking the time to be my first guest on the podcast here on the blog.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. And I got to tell you, congratulations on your 1 million miles. I know you're going to talk about it in your post. That's a milestone, and that's a lot of miles, man.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a lot of backside and Delta flights, Delta seats. Back when I was a Silver, I spent a lot of time in coach, and but Delta's treated me right, you know, I got to say, I sure appreciate it, and I've had several good meals along the way. So again, thanks, Noah, and thanks listening, everybody, to the podcast this week. I hope you will leave some feedback on what you thought of this week's episode, as well as other comments of what you'd like to hear in future episodes. I've got a couple ideas for the weeks ahead. And I'm still working with the boarding area folks to try to figure out some of the technology to expand this, other than having it just in the blog. But for now, hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope I can run into you guys either up in the air or in a sky club along the way. And if not, I hope you'll have successful upgrades and be able to enjoy some of this outstanding Delta food we've been talking about. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for reading the blog and listening.